All right, if we could have everyone's attention. First off, let me apologize for my voice. Something about Cedar and I don't get along. We're going to go ahead and call to order the special meeting of the governing body of the city of Lampasas at this time. The first item this evening will be the blessing, led this evening by Chief Jeff Smith. Please, sir.
Lord, we thank you for this day that we can gather here. We thank you for such an awesome facility that we can gather in. I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you provided so many years ago and those that laid the cornerstones of this building. And thank you for those who saw fit that we needed to get this building back and remodel it. I pray to your Lord that you would just have grace with all those that enter into this building, that you would shine your blessings upon them, and that you would give those in the governing body of this building the wisdom that they need to see what we need to do as a city, that you would continue to bless us, Lord, and that you would just give them insight in the ways that we should go. I pray that you'd be with all those that are fighting for our freedom overseas, dear Lord, that you would protect them, that you would bring them back home to us. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would just be with everyone during this holiday season, that we would remember the true reason that we have the celebrations. Thank you for all the blessings you've given us, and I pray that you would just bless this time that we have tonight. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Next, we're going to have Finley DeGraffin Reed, who's going to give us a little bit of background and acknowledgments.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Just a couple of housekeeping items. If you have not signed the guest book, there's one just basically behind Lieutenant Montgomery back there on the table. Please sign in. We'd like to keep a record of the event and the proceedings here. And so if you wouldn't mind, make sure you do that on your way out. I'll be brief. I want to just make a few acknowledgments as well as talk a little bit about the project. This project, when it was done in 1931, and I believe when it was done now, is what I would consider a legacy project, meaning that it's designed to serve the needs of the community many, many years in the future. The other thing that I think our council did and was very clear about is they wanted to do what everybody has been talking about doing. They wanted to maintain the cultural and economic vitality of our downtown area, and this certainly can be considered a piece of doing that. The vision that they had for the use of this facility, I think, is very similar to the vision that they had in 1931. They wanted a facility that was multi-use, multi-purpose, could be a community resource to organizations and youth groups. And in fact, in 1931, when they built this facility, for many, many years after it was built, they didn't have council meetings here because it was being used by other groups and used as the tax collector's office and the Lampasas Library and the Boy Scout meeting room. And an auditorium. So the vision that they had back then was the same as the vision our current council has, is that it's something that can be used and will be used as a resource and to help build capacity in our community and our organizations. This project was about a six-year journey. It was identified as a need in 2013 by our Capital Improvement Program Committee. Many of the members of that committee are here in attendance, and we need to acknowledge that process, and council certainly bought into it and saw what they see in terms of a community, a public facility need. We went through a lot of ups and downs, several designs, several stages, looking at different locations. Should we do something at the corner of 4th and Western versus this building? We actually sold this building and then bought it back. And we were fortunate that what we bought it back for is exactly what the folks paid for it. The journey also took me to the University of Texas to go into the archives there and look at the original drawings, copies of which are behind you on the wall for at least four of those sheets. This is, it's like something out of the past. You go into the room, and if you have a pen in your shirt pocket, they don't ask you to take it out of your pocket and put it somewhere else. They go up to you, take your pen away from you, and put it somewhere else, because you're going to be looking at history, and they don't want any possibility of an ink spot on an old drawing. The architect, just briefly, because we do reference him on some of our bidding docs and other items, but he turned out to be a great institutional architect, and based on what he had in his archives, he never turned down a job. He did a lot of residences in West Austin. He did the Stephen F. Austin Hotel. He did the Bond House in Austin. Did a number of churches, schools, different institutions. And in his archive is also a drawing that he did for somebody's bathroom at a filling station. So he did a lot of different things and worked up through the 50s and 60s in Austin with his son. There were a few surprises on the way. We opened up a couple of walls and found old mercury switches that we had no idea were there. We have Hollywood pinups in a portion of the basement downstairs. We have had a 15-foot deep septic system wet well that was used at some point that we ended up decommissioning and filling in. And we fought critters in this project and chased squirrels out of the attic and dealt with leaky roofs and certainly the cold during this project. We certainly, and I personally, learned many lessons. The rehab and renovation of an 88-year-old building is always going to have its challenges. There's always going to be surprises. I learned the value of good contractors. This project was slightly over a year old. We took the opportunity at the same time to upgrade our municipal court. We did quite a bit of utility work on this building. Fiber optics, new fire line, new water line, new sewer line. We didn't know where a lot of these lines were going or what was feeding them, and we basically had to start from scratch. We have redundant electric feeds, transfer switch. We relocated our generator. There is just a lot that was involved in this project other than putting up walls and painting and putting up ceiling fans and that sort of thing. I do want to stop now and thank our elected officials. They provided the vision for this project. Were it not for their commitment, we could not have done this. We sacrifice many hours a month in meetings and events and probably spend an equal to or same amount of time talking to folks at the grocery store and in church and on the phone about city business. For that, they get the mighty sum of $1 a year. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge their leadership under Section 2.03 of the City Charter and provide them with their annual compensation. Councilmember Randy Clark. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Kathy Keeney. Councilmember Delana Keel Toops. Councilmember Mike White. Councilmember Chuck Williamson. Mayor Pro Tem T.J. Monroe. Mayor Misty Talbert. I'd also like to take the opportunity to call out a friend of mine, Robert McCauley. We wanted, in the worst way, to have our first meeting here before he left his term in office. We apologize, but Bob was a big part of this project and had the same vision as the other council folks had. So thank you, Councilman McCauley. I also want to thank our staff. I don't believe there was a city department that was not involved in this project. You may have seen, you know, there's Flint and the Parks Department helping. A big shout out to Ricky Roy and his crew, Flint and Wayne on the electric side. And by the way, I'm not naming everybody. There are a lot more people involved than what I'm mentioning. The water side, Van, Brandon, and Richard. It was Carlos and Mike really oversaw a lot of the flat work and other projects. Yvonne, who kept track of the 2016 CO money and made sure these projects were on budget. Christina, Mandy, Chief Bailey, certainly Judge Gridell and Luann did quite a bit. There, I do want to call out special thanks to Monica and Fire Marshal Withers, who isn't here, but Ronnie did a lot of bulldogging on the fire suppression system. Just did a great job. Many thanks to our construction and design side. First and foremost, J&W, Jennifer, and John Walker. Just let people know you're here. We had ups and downs and changes and turning bathrooms around, and could we support this chopped up piece of stairwell with whatever piece of metal we could find to bolt in there? And so Jennifer and her sub, Boone Newsom of Dunaway on the structural side, Hendricks Consulting Engineers on the MEP. Is anybody here from Hendricks? But Byron and his crews did a great job working on the plans and designs for the HVAC and the plumbing electrical. We had other help on the design side here and there. Deming did the accessibility, and there were a number of other folks. And again, I will apologize in advance for leaving folks off this list. We were fortunate, and we had a very good working relationship with ASJ, our general contractor, and I want to call them out and thank them. We appreciate what you did. Leslie, Nancy, David did a great job. They were responsive and cared about this project. I think they will probably be the first to tell you they're only as good as the subs that they had. And absolutely, and again, I don't remember all the subs you had, but the ones I'd like to especially thank is Brian and Beth Coode, Bryth Electric. You guys did a great job. You had Drew was fantastic, and on Twins Plumbing, John, I appreciate everything you guys did. I like to show your work off to our council. During this project, we would tour with council, and I'd say, you know, look at this plumbing run, look at how this electric's run. This is clean quality work, and we certainly appreciate everything you guys did. Tony Canales did a great job on the HVAC. There's that attic space got filled up pretty quick, and people had to like step over each other and run stuff under and over. And I think I even came up here a couple of times when there was maybe voices were raised a little bit about who was doing what where. But I appreciate everything that you guys did. Russ Dibble on our ramp, Ranger Fire, RKJ on our elevator. And as some of you know, the elevator is probably the most frustrating portion of this project. But even though I don't see Dan, I'd say that, after even some late night phone calls where frustrations were expressed, Dan came through and RKJ came through and made sure that we got what we wanted and it was done well and done correctly. Also want to thank Asbel for their help. They've been in this project from the beginning. Library Foundation, thank you very much for your support, your centerpiece, Eve and her crew. just a tremendous job. Like I said, it's a project I was proud to be a part of. I'm sorry if I missed you. I didn't mean to. Good project. We're, the vision for it, like I said, is a resource, a tool to help build the capacity of organizations and this community, and certainly a vision that we hope that can be translated to the remainder of our downtown. Mayor, I'm done.
Next up, we reserved a section for mayor and city council comments, and honestly, I decided it was probably best that I not speak based on the way I sound, but as I look out here this evening, I feel compelled to maybe say a few things, because who I see in this room are some of our contractors and our subcontractors, our staff, former council members, some of our cheerleaders for this project, and in this room this evening are even some of our critics of this project. But what I want you to know is that I'm glad that all of you are here, because I'm very proud of what's been accomplished here. Because through all the criticism and the stress and the headaches, we tried not to lose focus of who we were doing this for. And this room is filled with the people we did this for, because this community deserves something to be proud of. This community deserves something to use. And I hope, along with a full belly and, you know, some decent conversations, when you leave here tonight, you leave with the ability to say, they did a good job, and we're proud to have that. And so I thank staff for that. And I especially thank Finley DeGraff and Reed for that. Council.
Well, I'd just like to say that I gave Finley a very hard time the whole time this was going on. I know he mentioned the term 6 years. I kept saying it's going to be over my dead body before it's done. And I'm thankful to be here tonight, knowing that I can see this, and I'm so proud. Didn't want to say anything because you get this choked up emotion, you want to cry about this. So I'll speak for myself only. So proud of this, so proud all of you came. Just thank you so much.
My turn. I was involved with this project with selling it and buying it back. So I've been involved with this project literally since day one. And it's really come together. It really has. And it wasn't easy. Everybody's been thanked pretty much everywhere. But I just want to say thank you very much to staff. I know how hard it was for you guys. And Leslie, your company, you guys really did a great job. This place is really, really nice. So it couldn't have turned out better in my mind. So thank you guys.
I came in toward the end of the project, but seeing the staff and everything that y'all did a really good job and putting it all together, and I'm very excited that the community is going to be able to use this building and this facility again.
Being raised here and taking dance class up here, you know, it's just amazing to see what it has become. Lots of headaches and, like the mayor said, lots of criticism. But, you know, we want to look at the bright side. We want to look at the positive side. And I really do feel privileged to be a part of this and to be a part of everybody out here that was able to come. And please, we do want y'all to use it. I mean, we did do it for the city, and we did do it for the community. So, you know, downstairs, I hope you were able to tour all of the rooms. But we're very proud of it, and thank you so much for coming this evening.
I'm just going to give my credit to Bob. He's the one that suffered through the original on this. I came in towards the end of the project and have been able to enjoy the fruits of the project. Bob fought his way through this just like the rest of the council did, and I'm greatly appreciated for what he's done. And the communities.
And please take a ride in that dang old elevator. At this time, if I could have council join me on the floor, we have a resolution dedicating the 1931 City Hall we'd like to present as a group. Is this on? More words from the girl who doesn't have a voice. A resolution of the City of Lampasas, Texas City Council dedicating the renovation of the 1931 Roy L. Thomas Old City Hall, acknowledging the contributions of individuals and organizations, reviewing the history of use, and recognizing the model of individual public service to the City of Lampasas through commissioning. Whereas, in the early stages of municipal maturity, cities often sought to share the future vision of the community through legacy projects and buildings. And whereas, on July 27, 1931, the aldermen of the City of Lampasas addressed a compelling community need by engaging Roy L. Thomas Architect to develop plans for a city hall, contingent on the passage of a bond to fund the project. And whereas, on August 29, 1931, City of Lampasas aldermen canvassed and certified by a vote of 305-4 to 60 against that bonds in the amount of $12,000 be issued for the construction of a city hall. And whereas on September 10, 1931, plans were completed. And on September 30, 1931, Mr. Rubel Shanks was awarded the contract to build City Hall. And whereas since completion in 1931, the City Hall has been used as a fire station, library, police station, council chamber, utility office, administration offices, tax office, auditorium, dance studio, and fitness center. Whereas after 61 years of continuous use, city administrative, utility, and public works offices were located to 312 East 3rd Street, at which time City Hall was used only occasionally and ultimately completely vacated. Whereas in 2013, Council accepted and acknowledged the Capital Improvement Program Committee's recommendation that planning begin for the location and construction of a new council chambers and municipal court. And whereas after conveying the 1931 City Hall to Joe and Marcella Cochran, the Cochrans offered to sell the building back to the city at the actual cost they purchased the building for. And whereas in 2017, plans were completed by J&W Architects, Jennifer Walker and John Walker, for the renovation of the 1931 City Hall. And whereas in October 2019, after almost 27 years of being sparingly used, City Council began conducting regular meetings in the 1931 City Hall. And whereas through the leadership of elected officials, the City of Lampasas has always attempted to provide programs and services that meet the needs and expectations of our residents. Whereas through this model of public service, certain elected officials have exemplified accountability, responsiveness, communication, and professionalism. And whereas, but on behalf of the community, the mayor and city council desire to acknowledge the public service contributions of past elected officials through commissioning of the 1931 City Hall. And whereas in 1986, Jack and Francis Calvert moved to Lampasas after Jack retired as colonel from the United States Army, where he became involved in community development groups and projects. And whereas in 1991, Jack ran for and was elected mayor for the City of Lampasas and served as mayor for 16 years until 2007. Whereas Mr. Calvert has volunteered his time and talent unselfishly to the Lampasas Economic Development Alliance, the Chamber of Commerce, Lampasas County Museum, Kiwanis, Texas Leadership Advisory Board, and Heart of Texas Defense Alliance, to only name a few. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and City Council of the City of Lampasas, out of respect and gratitude for his service to the City of Lampasas, that the 1931 City Hall be hereby commissioned in all references, words, documents, and uses as the Jack Calvert Municipal Building, and to provide such appropriate signage and written acknowledgement designating the name, in witness whereof, after affirmative vote by the City of Lampasas City Council, I have set in my hand and caused the seal of the City of Lampasas to be affixed this, the 16th day of December, 2019. Do I have a motion supporting the resolution? Take your pick. I think. I do have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That is a unanimous vote. Mr. Calvert, please join us.
Thanks to all the people that had a part of this renovation. I'm just kind of glad we were able to move out in 92 to make this be able to, you know, be possible. And we moved next door. Randy used to have an office here, and Stacy back there, and maybe another one or two that remember serving in this facility. It was pretty bad. When we had the opportunity to buy the building next door, the bank, and move there, it was a huge step up. And I'm just so proud of this community in so many different respects. It's many different levels. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
You know they're going to do those picture things that they like to take a lot of. But before we do that, can I get a motion to adjourn? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are done, but please stay, mingle, take a tour, ask questions, take pictures, all of the above. Thank you for coming.